Use Cycle by Gail Gibbons, a handbook for kids. More and more garbage. Every day, people throw away more trash. As the world population increases, more people throw away more trash. Garbage trucks come to pick it up, but where does all this trash go? Most of it is hauled away to sanitary landfills. A landfill is a place where garbage is dumped in heaps from garbage trucks. Some sanitary landfills are lined on the bottom with a layer of clay soil covered with plastic. Bulldozers push the garbage into neat piles. Then they cover it up with dirt so that it won't smell and so that animals and bugs will stay away. Most people don't want landfills near where they live. And besides, there is so much garbage now that in many places there isn't enough room to bury all of it. Where can it all go? One solution is to cut down on the amount of trash we make. We can do this by recycling some of our garbage to make it into new things. Recycling means reusing materials instead of throwing them away. It takes a lot of trees and energy to make paper. In fact, people in the United States cut down 850 million trees to make paper products each year. When the trees are cut down, they are turned into wood chips. The wood chips are mixed with chemicals and water to make pulp. The pulp is spread out on a moving screen to make a thin layer of fibers. When the layer of fibers dries, it becomes paper. Newspapers, boxes, magazines, and many other things are made from paper. When these things are through being used, they shouldn't be thrown away. Recycle! Most towns and cities have recycling centers where bundles of old paper can be dropped off. In some places, trash collectors pick up the bundles of paper and take them away for recycling. Old paper can be turned back into pulp and made into new recycled paper, using less energy than it takes to produce new paper from raw materials. Recycling paper saves trees and forests, which makes oxygen and help keep the air clean. Saving forests protects the homes of many animals too. It takes lime, soda ash, and sand, called silica, to make glass. These three elements are mixed together and heated at a very high temperature to make a glassy liquid. Measured amounts, sometimes dye, are dropped into forming machines where the liquid hardens to make bottles and jars. Many products come in glass bottles or jars. Sometimes, when they are through being used, they are just thrown away. It would take thousands of years for them to decompose at a landfill. Instead, these bottles and jars could be reused. Many bottles are returnable. A small deposit is paid when the bottles are bought. When they are returned, the deposit is paid back. Most of the time, the bottles are sent back to the company that made them, where they are sterilized and refilled. Sometimes the bottles are recycled into new glass. Most cans are made from aluminum. It takes many energy resources and creates pollution to produce pure aluminum. First, a mineral called bauxite is mixed with soda ash and lime. When the mixture is put under pressure, aluminum is left as a byproduct. Then the aluminum is heated and poured into molds to make cans. Many products, such as soda and foods, are sold in aluminum cans. Often, when the cans are empty, they are just tossed away. It takes about 500 years for an aluminum can to biodegrade at a landfill. But these aluminum cans can be reused. Plastic bottles, plastic bags, plastic plates, plastic containers. Most plastic is made from molecules called polymers, which are derived from petroleum. The plastic is heated, sometimes dyed, and poured into molds. A big problem with plastic is that it doesn't biodegrade. It can last forever. Instead of being allowed to fill landfills, litter roadsides, and harm wildlife, plastic can be recycled and used again. Like glass bottles and aluminum cans, some plastic bottles can be returned for a deposit refund. These bottles will be sent away to be recycled into new plastic products. First, the old plastic is cleaned. Then it is chopped up, melted down, and molded into new recycled products. Recycling plastic saves natural resources such as oil and prevents pollution caused by the manufacturing of plastic. Can you believe? Each person in the United States throws out about 4 pounds of garbage every day. Can you believe that New York City alone throws out enough garbage each day to fill the Empire State Building? Can you believe that 14 billion pounds of trash is dumped into the ocean every year? You might be thinking, so what can I do to help? Well, here's some suggestions. What you can do is begin your own home recycling center. You can organize a group outing to a park or beach to clean up litter. And before you toss six-pack rings into the garbage, cut out all the circles with scissors so animals and birds can't get caught in them. And instead of using paper towels, use cloth towels, which can be washed and reused again and again. And when you go shopping, bring a cloth bag or recycle an old brown paper bag by taking it with you to the store. It may not seem like a lot for one person to make a difference, but you can. If we all joined together and recycled, imagine what a world we could live in.